Message number 633. The warning will purify God's children in preparation for my second coming. Saturday, December 8, 2012 at 11:40 a.m. My dearly beloved daughter, just as my Father prepared the world for my first coming, so also does He now prepare His children for my second coming. The whole of heaven rejoiced when I was born, for they knew that I was sent to save humanity from eternal damnation. Now the hierarchy of all the angels and all the saints rejoice, for now the preparations are underway to prepare the world to welcome me, Jesus Christ, the Son of Man, once again. Only my Father knows of the dates, but I can tell you that it will take place not too long after the warning has occurred. This is the time my Father has waited patiently for. Finally, He can throw the beast and his demons who walk the earth tormenting His children into the abyss. The warning will purify God's children in preparation for my second coming. It is necessary because it will mean that many people will now seek forgiveness for their sins who would not otherwise have done so. The earthquakes, the storms, the floods, and unseasonal weather will combine to purge the earth of poison. The land, sea, and air will also be purified in readiness for the new paradise when the heavens and earth will merge as one. All is carefully organized according to the divine plans of my Father. Very little is known amongst men of the divine laws which govern my Father's kingdom on earth and in the heavens. Much has been taught to you through the prophets and through my teachings. Yet much remains a mystery to you. When the mysteries are revealed to you in time, you will then understand the reason for human suffering. Many of you learned scholars of God adhere as best you can to the laws laid down by me. Know then that the love that God has for His children surpasses any theological reasoning. The same is true of the simple soul who feels a genuine love without analyzing why for me, their beloved Jesus. By trusting in me and accepting that my love is merciful and patient, then know that I will fulfill the promises made by my Father. His divine will be done at last. Only His will can ensure peace among His children. This will be the manifestation so that all His creation will love Him, accept His love and the gifts which He wishes to shower upon His children. The world has glimpsed just a fraction of the wonders created by my Father. His children have yet to witness the true glory of the kingdom He has waiting for them. After much pain and suffering caused by the hatred inflicted upon the earth by the fallen angels led by Satan, all will now be resolved. The final battle will see the destruction of evil being finally completed. The warning is a miracle permitted by my Father to ensure that as many of His children as possible can enter my new kingdom. Because of the apostasy and the doctrinal errors spread by misguided sacred servants over the last 40 decades, this is the only way to unite humanity quickly. The size of the population of the world at this time means that billions can be saved through this miracle of the illumination of conscience. As the time moves now into the great tribulation, I, the Lamb of God, will reveal to the world the true meaning of the contents of the seals given to John. The Book of Truth is the Word of God given to mankind already up to now through my Father's book. It reminds God's children of the truth as so many have forgotten it. It will also reveal some of the mysteries of the end times as given to Daniel, so that all of you are prepared to enter the new paradise by your own free will. Do not reject the truth as it is now being given to you, for it would be akin to a sick man refusing treatment for an illness. Without the truth, you will be ill prepared to enter my new paradise. Your Jesus.